Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Hi, everybody. Welcome to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast with Sharon Lecter. And I get to introduce somebody very special today because we've been working together for a few months and just really amazing, amazing background that she brings to this and dedicated to helping, I think her goal is 1 million women to learn and become successful in real estate investing. So Monique Helm, thank you so much for being with me today, Monique.
Thanks for inviting me. I'm so happy to be here.
Monique is the founder of the Real Estate Investor Goddesses. That's kind of cool. And again, wanting to assist 1 million women to achieve financial freedom through real estate. And you've probably heard me say the wealthiest people in the world either have made their wealth through real estate or hold their wealth in real estate. So real estate is the name of the game. And not only is she an investor and an educator, but she's also a syndicator and has over 15 years of real estate investing, but she's also a recovering attorney. So her background is in the law and she works alongside her husband in the real estate investing, and she owns over 1,300 rental units. But what I didn't know about you, Monique, and she's got a book called The Real Estate Investor Goddess Handbook, but is that you are a feng shui expert. I did not know that. And a certified interior designer. So you are a woman of many, many talents and three amazing children. So I always love to include that. So Monique, thank you for making time to be with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, tell us, I always like to start with my guests and ask to talk about little Monique, how you got started and got to this point.
Yeah. So little Monique would never, ever have seen herself here because growing up, I'm a first generation American. My parents are from Haiti, super supportive, wonderful parents, always told me you can be anything you want, in parentheses, as long as you're a doctor, lawyer, professor, engineer. For them, that was success. So you go to college, you're in grad school, you get a job, and you work until you're 65, you put something aside for retirement, you get a gold watch, you play golf for a few years, you die. Like that's success. And so I went to law school. You did say I was a recovering attorney. I was really, really miserable as an attorney. It was not a good fit for me. That's a whole other conversation. But with real estate, the only thing I'd been taught was to buy your own home. And as you know, rich network dad, right? That's a liability, not an asset. But I didn't know that. That's all I'd been taught. So I went to buy a house. And I live in Los Angeles, super expensive market. In 2005, when I was looking to buy a house, a starter home in a semi-decent neighborhood was upwards of $500,000, $600,000. And so I couldn't afford that by myself. Even though I had a decent income, it was still above my price range. I ended up buying a multi-unit, a duplex, which sort of like a triplex, because there was a converted garage in the back, and I rented them out, and I lived in one unit, and I was house hacking before I knew that was a thing, and that's how I got into real estate. When I met my husband Peter, he had a duplex, and then after the market crashed, we started to flip, and then I found out about syndication, bringing groups of investors together to purchase larger properties, and I started to do that. And the more I got into real estate, and I was going to all of these conferences, and I would look around, and there were very, very few women in the audience. And one day, one of these conferences, it was a Friday and Saturday conference. And I slept over at the hotel that the night before. It was Sunday morning. It's at the hotel gym. Thinking about that room that had 120 people, I think there were 8 women in there, two of which were working in the back. And it came as this divine download, bring women into this room, this mission to help 1 million people, 1 million women. And it was as if God said, here's your mission. Should you choose to accept it? And, but I had this whole body. Yes, this is what I want to do. Had no idea how. I'm still figuring that out, but the what of it, that was what drew me and what has kept me going since. So that was 2016 when I got that message and I started kind of setting down roots on Real Estate Investor Goddesses, mostly in 2017. And here we are.
And you continue to spread your influence and invite people in, not just from a educational perspective, but actually providing the ways for people to invest in real estate. And so along the way, of course, you know, success is not a straight journey. So you learn along the way. So share a little bit about those women that are hesitant. Give them a little bit of, you know, your wisdom and encouragement as to why it's so important for them to start investing in real estate.
Yeah. You know, I like to think about financial stability. And this is something that has come home so much this particular year when there's this huge financial crisis and a lot of people are hurting financially. And back in 2008, I didn't share this story, but I got married in 2007 and I was pregnant with my first child and working as a lawyer still in a small law firm. I was 5 months pregnant. I just told my boss that I was pregnant that week before. And he called me into his office. I was expecting a bonus because I'd been working so hard, but instead I got fired. And I was not expecting that at all. It was actually ended up being the biggest gift I've ever gotten. Didn't feel that way at the time, but it was a gift. And luckily, we had a couple of real estate properties. Those helped us because I decided I would wait until after I gave birth before I looked for another job. But my daughter was born in late August of 2008. Within a month, the markets were in free fall. A couple months after that, my husband's graphic design business was down 90%. We were in a serious crisis point, but that real estate helped save us. And we were able to rebound because of that. And I think of financial stability as like a table. And most of us are, and each stream of income is a leg of that table. Most of us are taught to have one leg to that table, which is our jobs. And you teach, and most of like people who are wise enough to follow you, you know, but most of us don't. We get that one leg. And if you lose that leg, either because you get fired or get sick or there's a global pandemic or something, then there comes your table crashing down. But the more streams of income, the more legs that you put under that table, especially passive ones that are not tied to your time, the more stable you are. And if you have enough of those legs that are passive, then you have financial freedom because you don't have to work anymore. And so I think that for women, especially, but for everybody, it's really important that we learn how to create all those legs. And as you were saying, you're either, also the people who build wealth, they're going to do it through real estate or hold it through real estate because it's one of the best ways to give you those legs, those streams of income that are not tied to your time. And I think so that true. For us, for women especially, I'm really passionate about helping women because I feel that when women have more time and money back, we give back to our families, we give back to our communities, we give back to the world, and the world needs us to be able to share our gifts.
Yeah, I think it's important also because women tend to not like to do things alone. So when they can find a group of other women that can learn from, even invest with, it gives them a little bit more confidence to move forward. But yeah, I'd like you to address, because right now I'm hearing a lot of people say, yeah, but you know, now's not the time to get into real estate because the prices are so high, the demand is so high, but the supply is so low. And I go, yeah, but look at the interest rates. And it's, you might have to work a little harder, but at least you have the opportunity to still get in. So talk about your concepts of where we are in the market right now in real estate.
Yeah, that's a great question. And yeah, supply is low, but you're right, interest rates are so low. So you can pay more because you can borrow for so little. It's almost with interest rates below the in rate of inflation, most people are giving you money. Also, there are a lot of different ways to invest in real estate. And there are strategies that are, so, you know, finding a house in certain markets, certain places, it is quite competitive and challenging. But there are a lot of different strategies that are good all the time. So some things that are a little less, a little more off the beaten path, land, mobile homes, tax liens.
Self-storage is a big one right now too. Yeah,
there's competition in self-storage, but there are some great deals in that. I've been doing a lot of industrial. So if you're willing to be a little creative, then there's a lot of opportunity. But even in the bread and butter, there's still opportunity. And I think that buying real estate, as they say, it's like planting a tree. When was the best time 20 years ago? But when's the next best time today? There's always an opportunity. There's always a way.
I love that. Yeah, that's very true. That's very true. Because, you know, there's no doubt the valuation of real estate will go up and come down. And certainly, you know, we see it at an all-time high right now. So it probably will bounce down a little bit, but it's going to continue going up eventually. And the issue is your real estate income is based on how you buy it. And when the property's value goes down, you only are hurt if you sell, right? So as long as you make sure it's cash flowing on a positive way, it helps. And certainly, let's talk a little bit about the difference between a flip and a buy and hold, because one's active income and one's passive income. So speak to that a bit.
That's good. I didn't know this when I started, because I said I was doing a lot of flipping in 2008. If I had to do it again, I would do things differently. But that's, I just saw those HGTV shows and I was like, oh, that's how you invest in real estate. I can do that. Let's do that. So I just started to flip. But it is like a job. You buy a property, you're fixing it up, you sell it, hopefully with a profit, and then you start over again. And it's a short-term job. A buy and hold, you buy it, you stick in a tenant, and then whether you're doing another job, you're on vacation, you're sleeping, there's going to be rent that comes month after month. And it's then once you've set it up, it's a pretty passive investment. Every once in a while, so you might get a call, you'll get a call about something, but it's fairly passive.
Yeah.
And so I think both strategies can work for people, right? Sometimes people need to just get chunks of money. And then other times you'll probably want to, you know, even if you're doing an active strategy like wholesaling or flipping, you'll probably want to put some money into passive deals, into buy and holds, so that
it can be part of the strategy. You do the flipping or wholesaling to generate that wad of cash that you can then use as a down payment to get something that will be long-term cash flow, buy and hold. And so it's all those strategies that people get a little, because they don't know about it. And that's why it's so important to have organizations like yours where you actually teach those strategies and people like that. One of the reasons Mike and I got involved in EXP Global was because we believed in the formula, because most real estate agents are in the direct. They sell, they have to go to the next sell. They live on from one commission to the other. EXP Global goes from commission to ownership in the company. So it has the balance of the direct and the passive income. And that's, you know, we're not going to be real estate agents, but we like the formula so much, we wanted to share it with people in our tribe. And it's just been an incredible company. I'm just absolutely thrilled with them because they do have that ability to have ownership, equity building, passive income, as well as ongoing revenue. Plus, you have the ability to use it from a standpoint of investments, but investing in real estate as well. And so, and what you do, your education covers all kinds of aspects for real estate people as well. So Monique, tell people how they can find you.
So the best place is to go to my website, REI Goddesses. So REI for Real Estate Investor Goddesses.com. And there you can connect, find out about our events and our programs and our investor club and our community, our amazing community of women from all over the world investing in real estate.
You do, and you highlight those women. So you highlight other women that have created success in real estate. And, you know, for those of you watching and listening, you, one person's story may not relate to you, but the next one will, and gives you the hope that, you know, basically, I know Monique's got stories of her, within her community, of people who were, you know, single moms that got into real estate, and now they have the ability to provide for their kids. I mean, those are the kinds of stories that give you hope and realize that if they can do it, so can you. And so I want to encourage all of you to check out REIGoddesses.com and get involved with what Monique is doing, because, you know, it's women helping women. And it's not to the exclusion of men. I love working with men. And I know Peter's a fantastic human being. And I know they work well together as well. But being able to give that hand up to women looking for that information. So Monique, any last words for our folks? Because you're going to hang out and do a little private one for our private Play Big Movement podcast as well. But just wanted to wrap up with a little advice for Monique.
Yeah. So my only advice is, well, the advice I'd want to share is to get educated and then get into action. So get education for effective action. We're meant to be abundant.
And I want to underscore that, because a lot of people go to webinars, seminars, they do all the education side, but they never take action. So you have to actually be spurred into action. And that helps when you have people around you that are celebrating you and want you to succeed as well. So thank you, Monique. Hold out with me for a moment. And for the rest of you, thank you for being here, and rewind and re-listen, because real estate is an incredible asset. My favorite word, asset. So you have paper assets, you have your businesses, you have your intellectual property and real estate. And it's the asset that keeps on giving. So check it out. Make sure you have part of that in your portfolio, and let us know if you have any questions. Reach out to me, info@SharonLechter.com. And otherwise, you are fabulous. Have a wonderful day. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Play Big Movement podcast. Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lechter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lechter. Thank you so much, and have a fabulous day.